This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The number of people filing to open a new business in Colorado was up at the start of the year, according to a CU Lead School of Business and the Secretary of State's office. But the same report shows that people are anxious about what's in store for the economy. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold spoke during a webinar.
Business leaders in Colorado are nervous about these disruptions.
Disruptions like tariffs and a trade war. Colorado nonprofits are feeling a financial pinch because of federal funding cuts and the state's budget shortfall and the recent economic downturn. Paul Levine is CEO and president of the Colorado Nonprofit Association.
Nothing about this is normal. And if anything is true, it's that we have no idea what to expect in any given day. From cuts to AmeriCorps to federal funding freezes to the threats of executive orders, nonprofit professionals, nonprofit organizations across our state, across our country, are living in uncertain times.
Colorado has more than 42,000 nonprofits. The state of Colorado and Union Pacific Railroad have new lease agreements related to the Moffett Tunnel. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The new 25-year lease agreement with Union Pacific assures continued freight operations through Moffett Tunnel. It also includes a 25-year access agreement for a mountain passenger rail that will provide year-round daily service between Denver and Granby. Governor Jared Polis says the line is expected to launch next year.
We look forward to completing that in the years ahead along the corridor to Steamboat as well as Craig to Steamboat in the other direction. And we're very excited about that work as well.
Polis says requests for proposals for the Mountain Passenger Rail will go out next month. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
There is rain for much of Colorado today and through the day, and rain and mountain snow in the high country and Vale. Its highs today in the 50s, around Denver close to 50, with that chance for rain continuing tomorrow and a sunny day on Thursday. This is CPR News.